Major League Baseball has its all-stars, the military has the special forces, and firefighters have the smoke jumpers. These elite teams fly out over wildfires in the West, parachute into the burning forests, and battle the flames until they're under control. Earl Cooley was with the first National Forest Service team that jumped into a fire in 1940, and he stayed with the Forest Service until 1975. Earl Cooley died on Monday in Missoula, Montana, at the age of 98. Laird Robinson was a smoke jumper for more than 10 years and worked for Earl Cooley in the Forest Service. He joins us from his home in Missoula. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I'm trying to picture that very first jump back in 1940, July 12th, Earl Cooley and another smoke jumper jumping out of a plane to fight a fire for the very first time, what that must have been like.
Well, you know, I think it would have to be described as uncertain. There were a lot of unknowns that were they dealt with on that jump into Martin Creek on the Nez Perce Forest.
And is it true that Earl Cooley landed something like 140 feet up in a spruce tree?
Well, let's just say he landed in a spruce tree. I'm not sure that I would go 140 feet. There aren't many spruce trees on the Nez Perce Forest that I'd be aware that would be 140 feet tall.
I see. But he did hit a tree.
Yes, he did. He hung up in a tree.
Earl Cooley once told the writer Norman MacLean for his book Young Men and Fire, he said, "I don't know why, but I was never afraid to jump. It keeps others awake at night." I wonder where that fearlessness came from.
I don't think Earl was afraid to jump. There were those in the Forest Service at higher levels, much higher, that said this was absolutely lunacy. It was crazy. Anybody that would jump out of an airplane had to have a little mental problem. I didn't ever see that in Earl Cooley. I saw that he was more than game to take on a challenge. He was a bulldog of an individual. There's no question. And I think that bullheadedness just said, you know, if anybody can jump from airplanes into a fire, I can do it.
Now, Earl Cooley, back in 1949, was the spotter on the airplane over Man Gulch, Montana. This was the famous fire. 12 smoke jumpers were killed when that fire overran them. He was up in the plane spotting for that group, picking the spot where they jumped. Did he talk to you about that loss of life on that day?
You know, he didn't. He knew individually every individual that died in Man Gulch. He knew, for the most part, their parents, their background, where they were from. I didn't ever see that there was, what would you say, remorse or a lot of sadness in Earl. I think it went with the job, and Earl couldn't turn it around.
When you think back to those early days, those first jumps that Earl Cooley was part of, what did they bring, what did he bring, do you think, to the future of smoke jumping and firefighting?
It went a long way, Melissa, from where it was. Things were what I'd call today very crude. Earl was at the Para Project out here. They developed tools. They developed the retardant program. Earl was involved in many facets of development of this program. It went on to become one of the most effective firefighting tools in the Forest Service history, in all of our history as far as firefighting.
That's former smoke jumper Laird Robinson remembering the smoke jumping pioneer Earl Cooley, who died on Monday in Missoula, Montana at age 98. And Mr. Robinson, we should mention Earl Cooley had a nickname, the Whistler.
Ah, yes. I thank you for reminding me. Out at the base, the jumper base in Missoula, most of the individuals out there had a nickname. Earl would often be seen walking around, observing what people are doing, and whistling. And I must say, he wasn't even a good whistler. It was kind of a dull, low whistle, but you heard him coming, and when you did, you thought, I better be working.
Mr. Robinson, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Melissa.